Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am not part of the drug scene. As most of you know, I've never done an illegal drug. I stay away from legal drugs because they aren't much better. I now know that Big Pharma is not my friend. You know my stance on this. And by the way, I don't care if yours differs. I mean that in a very nice way. I'm saying you're free to think any way you want. But I've looked at the side effects of drugs. I've looked at people who get onto something. And I'll use my father-in-law as an example. When he passed away, we looked at all of the medicines that he was taking, and it was insane. I mean, he had a shoebox with medicines, and you go, well, what are you taking this for, and this for, and this for, and this for? Now, during this period, in about a two-year period before he died, we started trying to get him off of some of these things because it was like, well, you do know this. Well, I take that because of this medication makes me feel this way, and this medication makes me feel this way. And when I tell you it was a shoebox, I'm not exaggerating it. Many of you, go look at your grandfathers or your grandmothers or your great-grandpas, whatever. Go look at the medicines they take and tell me that Big Pharma is nothing, I mean, is anything but a drug dealer. I don't mean it in a good sense. I mean it in a, you know, the guy around the corner going, hey, I got something for you. Hey, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I've told you stories of how I recognized Big Pharma and what they did that I overlooked in my naive youth. And many of us did. Many of you feel the same way. You were brainwashed into believing that, well, surely these guys, it's in their interest to make drugs that work, blah, blah, blah. But then you figure out, wait a minute. If I'm given the cure, I don't need them anymore. Well, when do you think the light went on for them? They get a whole new series of new people to indoctrinate. Big Pharma good. Oh yeah, that pill you took did solve this problem, but we also laced it with something so that it would create another problem, and here's the drug for that. And because your body, when you're young, starts, it can recuperate faster, it can figure things out, maybe you end up okay. But at some point, it's gonna get you. Rhythm is gonna get you. Big Pharma's gonna get you. Big Pharma's gonna get you. I do that stuff just to drive my producers crazy. Tonight. Bum, ba, ba, dum, bum, ba, dum. Yeah, I'm not Gloria Estefan, but Big Pharma is gonna get you. And that's what they're doing. They're getting you. But we believe it, and we train our kids to believe it. Oh, go get that vaccination for school. Oh, take that pill. Do this, do that. And then suddenly, things change. And oh, by the way, don't even get me started on mental health. We're going to talk about that with New York here in a bit and what Eric Adams wants to do. The left have created zombies, people. This has been going on for decades. This isn't some new phenomenon. There are people walking around talking to themselves all over this country. Go look in any city, in any big city you want. And you know what I'm going to tell you? You will find it does exist. Homeless encampments. Not one, not a few, many. And the only thing that stops them from growing in the northern areas is the cold of winter. They can't survive. Then they move them inside. But if it's a warm weather climate like California, go to Adam Schiff's district. Go to these different congressmen's districts in California, and you know what you will find? Rows and rows and rows of people who are homeless, and they're not just homeless because they can't find jobs. There are plenty of jobs available, right? Joe Biden says he's creating jobs for everybody, including illegals. So all these jobs are available. Nobody's working. Why? Because they're strung out.
They're strung out on drugs. And Joe Biden says, well, yeah, I understand why people are down.
So I think things are a little out of whack, and I don't blame people for being down. You know, when you had a year, 2 years of the pandemic, kids out of school, the mental health problems in the country are seriously increased, especially among young people. Some things are, for example, even if you're feeling down about employment, they got better jobs. They're making more money. Inflation is still higher than it should be, and you know, everything from gasoline prices to a war going on in Ukraine. I mean, so I can't think of a time when there's been greater uncertainty. Notwithstanding the fact we created an 800,000 manufacturing job, we're better off than virtually any other major nation in the world economically. But it's understandable why people are just down.
Indeed, it is understandable, Joey DeMento. They're down because of you. He created every single one of the problems that he talked about. Mental health problems increased. He blamed COVID and he blamed the war in Ukraine. The two things that he is most responsible for. He acts like it must be Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump wanted to prevent this whole COVID nonsense and certainly didn't start a war in Ukraine. I'll get back to that. Says, you know, there's all, he is funny, he tries to lace it in there. People are making more money, but there is this higher inflation and these gasoline prices and this war in Ukraine that I'm stealing all your money and sending it to them. But, you know, I can't think of a time of more uncertainty. Neither can I, Joe. Neither can I. The man that created the problems is now going to solve them, right? Now, let's go back to these vaccinations and this big pharma. Because there are people out there listening to this going, Kevin, but vaccinations save lives, man. That's right. We got the diphtheria and all these other things, and we don't have people that get diphtheria tetanus and all that. Whatever it was. And the idea is you have to crack a few eggs and make some omelets. So, yes, some people are going to suffer from autism, etc. I remember when I was a kid growing up, the number of kids that had autism, you could count. I knew two. I don't even know. Can't remember. Nowadays, I know so many families with kids who are autistic. And as I told you guys, one of our family friends, their daughter, took a shot the next day. They go, there's something different. I remember Nell saying, something's different. And they went back and forth to the doctor, and they couldn't figure it out. But this little girl went from very bright and sprite, she would run around, and to overnight just being sullen and having this real different look in her eyes, like she wasn't recognizing things. So here's what I would tell you. Do you want the cracked egg to make that omelet to be your child? Because I don't think you do. When we come back, I want to put a wrapper around this, and it involves Hunter Biden, the world's most gifted crackhead, and Joe Biden's China policy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Admittedly, I don't know a lot about drug culture. I know of it, and I certainly understand it to a degree, but, you know, not like an addict or not like someone who's really dealt with it closely. I mean, my father, he was a crackhead. He was on drugs his entire life, but I wasn't with him. I had a couple of, you know, uncle who was a dope dealer. He sold marijuana. And a couple of friends who abused, and then I had a couple of acquaintances who had drug problems and went into rehab and things like that. But I'm by no means an expert in the sense of you know, knowing it and having to live with it and the consequences of it and, you know, people ripping you off all the time. But I do know, with the 2 degrees of separation, I pretty much know every drug issue that's occurred. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. But what I do know, that no matter what drug it is and when it came to be, they're bad. And that being said, I'm not about government regulating it, telling people what to use, who to, you know. If you're traipsing through the forest and you want to pick up a mushroom and decide to put it in your mouth and get on some sort of a hallucinogenic trip, that's up to you. I wouldn't do it. I used to kick them over and pick them up and look at them because I was fascinated by mushrooms and what fungus were and how, or fungi were and how it grew and things like that. But that was my, that was the end of my fascination. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. But it is a reality that we deal with drugs in this country every single day. And there are the so-called gateway drugs. I told my son not long ago, what does every addict have in common? And he went, they all started. I went, exactly. That's why you never start. You know, there he described, oh, there's kids that use at school, and then there are kids that are like addicted. And I go, what do they all have in common? And he looked at me and said, they all started. So all you're looking at is a time continuum of those who are addicted. They started longer than the ones who are just getting started. It's like, what makes one person a little better athlete than another? One's probably just getting started in the sport, and the other one's been doing it for 2 years or 5 years or 10 years. You can't do something unless you start it. So how about this? How about you not start it? If it's something you don't want to do that's going to ruin you, how about you not start it? Speaking of drug culture and as it pertains to us, we have a president who's got a son who's a crackhead. He knows firsthand, not second degree, first degree, what drugs can do to you. And you know what the problem is with Joe Biden's son? Is he's done too well. Joe Biden doesn't take the drug problem as seriously as the rest of us because he's been doing it under the guise of, quote, elite privilege. Not white privilege, elite privilege. If Barack Obama had, one of his daughters was strung out the way Hunter Biden was, they'd be doing elite privilege, getting her the best treatment, that the kid would be, I mean, I could go, I'll tell you this from a personal level. One of my good friends, he has an adopted daughter. He's a white guy, but he has an adopted daughter. She's black. She obviously had some real issues, which is why he and his wife adopted her. And she had a serious drug problem. And if it weren't for his money, she'd be in bad shape. But now she does very well for herself because he got her all the best help. And let me tell you, it put that family through unbelievable angst. I mean, H-E double crooked socks, to say the least. But they managed to get through. But that girl couldn't have, I don't know, there's a family that could have done it. That he was a, you know, family of means, and they stuck with it. A lot of people would have given up. So, you know, it's elite privilege. He's one of the elites. He's made money. And lucky for her, he's a blue-collar guy. He grew up super poor. So he wanted to give kids a chance. He has two adopted daughters. Both of them are black. White guy. So I know of people, you know, 2 degrees of separation or 1 degree of separation who can tell, you know, who I know their stories. I have a lot of them, as you can imagine, because I have a lot of friends, thank God. Going back to the Bidens, we've got this invasion that's coming from the Chinese of drugs. And by the way, this hasn't just started. The Chinese used to bring opium into America. They called it laudanum back in the day. Laudanum was laced with opium. I mean, it was just, you know, it was an opiate. Made you feel good. It, you know, feel this euphoria. Didn't last all the time, so you needed more and more and more, and people became addicted to laudanum. And so there's various opiate drugs. I would venture to say, I don't know, again, I don't have the statistics, but I would venture to tell you that a lot of the dope that comes into America comes from China. Heroin, for example. But now it's fentanyl. And Joe Biden mocked the deaths of some kids who died, two sons who died, a lady's sons died. He mocked them because he wanted to get back at Marjorie Taylor Greene, who wanted to bring to the attention of the American people that we have a serious drug problem here. Now, we've been fighting drug problems, and as I tell you, if you want to smoke dope, you stay home, off the road. It's a calming drug from what I'm told. I'm talking about marijuana. No harm, no foul. You just smell like, 15-day-old unwashed homeless man. If you escalate to cocaine and you just want to party and stay up all night, that's up to you. You go to heroin, understand it could kill you, but whatever it does for you, whatever feeling it gives for you, fine. But fentanyl, in one little grain, I don't know much about it, but from what I'm told, one little grain, like a grain of salt or sugar, is enough to kill you. And what do we have? We have people dying all day, every day, from fentanyl. Here's Joe Biden mocking these kids.
A little bit of more Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few more, you're going to have a lot of Republicans running our way. Isn't she amazing? Oof. Ours, the reason she was very specific. I shouldn't digress, probably. She was very specific recently, saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is, that fentanyl they took came during the last administration. Look, folks. Anyway, I don't want to get started.
I don't even know who would sit in an audience and listen to this clown and take him seriously, but there are people who do. They want to feel like they're part of the elite class they're getting over. But look, that's the opportunity you want to take to get back at Marjorie Taylor Greene when you're talking about something so serious. You want to know why, again, Joe Biden doesn't take drugs that seriously? Because he looks at his son and says, he's a success.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. If your Twitter experience is less than optimal, you're not alone. Twitter says a lot of links are not working and pages not loading because of what it calls an internal change it made today. California is bracing for yet another big storm. With a difference, according to National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill.
And the main concern with that is going to be flooding, as it's a warmer system. So a lot of these areas in northern and central California that have seen a lot of heavy snowfall, we're going to get rain on top of that.
In Kentucky, authorities say there were 5 weather-related deaths over the weekend. The EPA says it will pay for residents around East Palestine, Ohio, to live somewhere else while crews clean up the mess from last month's big derailment and spill. And officials say there were tank cars with hazardous material in that train that derailed near Springfield, Ohio, Saturday, but none of those cars fell off the tracks. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Today I want to answer the question, how is it that the Chinese society that is so rigid and regulated, it's photographed, I mean, they know every move of dang near every citizen, and certainly you would think that in a society like that they would track the criminal element more than they would the average citizen. How does that society get dope out? How do they not know every single thing that's going on, or at least 99%, 99.9% of what's happening? And then, here's the next part of that question. It's a part two question. How is it that our government knows that the Chinese are the ones manufacturing fentanyl? It's coming over here, and we don't do anything to stop it. We don't say to them, hey, listen, you better regulate fentanyl, or we're going to stop doing trade with you, or some sort of a thing. Can you think that at some point Donald Trump would have addressed this and said, you know what, guys, if you keep putting your dope and your heroin into our country, given that we know you can stop it, we're going to retaliate. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Before we answer those questions, let me give you some data. Provisional data from the CDC, it's the National Center for Health Statistics, their National Center for Health Statistics, indicates there were an estimated 100,306 drug overdoses in the United States during the 12-month period that ended April 21st, which was an increase of 28.5% from the previous year, the same period. The new data documents that estimated overdose deaths from opioids increased from 76,673 in a 12-month period ending in April of 2021, up from 56,064.
overdose deaths from synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl, and psychostimulants such as methamphetamine also increased in a 12-month period. Cocaine deaths also increased, as did deaths from natural, and semi-synthetic opioids such as prescription pain medication. So deaths are up 28%, and it doesn't appear that we're doing much. This is what I always love to talk about with the Democrats. They say, oh, we're going to do a war on drugs. How long have we been fighting a war on drugs? The answer is decades, right? So I just said in the previous part of the broadcast, I said, look at the timeline of drugs where we were like, don't smoke marijuana, you know, don't do cocaine, don't do heroin. Now it's don't do fentanyl. But look at how each of those drugs has become more and more potent, has the ability to either hook you, ruin your life, or, in the case of fentanyl, to kill you. Los Angeles, California continues to record a staggering death toll in its fight against drug addiction, especially in fatalities involving the synthetic opioid fentanyl. So understand, when they say synthetic opioid, they're saying it was developed, you ready for this, in a lab. The tragic statistics are well known to the expert treatment team at the Detox Center of LA, which has been helping to lead the battle to keep people from joining them. Then they go on to talk about the statistics from the CDC. They said fentanyl is now the top cause of death among U.S. adults ages 18 to 45. Are you aware of that? Were you guys aware of that? I was not aware of that. More than COVID, of course, suicide, and car accidents. They said those who died of drug overdoses from 2018 to 2020, 19% had died from overdosing on fentanyl. Fentanyl is responsible for at least 70% of all drug deaths. This is from the CDC. 70% of all drug deaths is now one drug, fentanyl, that comes from, you know where, China. And here's what they say about fentanyl. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that law enforcement authorities and substance abuse experts blame for dramatically increasing drug deaths. It is cheap to produce, easy to transport, and dealers often add it to street drugs like heroin and sell it to unsuspecting users. Because it's 100 times stronger than morphine, it often overpowers the user and leads to overdose. Even more discouraging is a report by the nonprofit's Families Against Fentanyl, revealing that fentanyl-related deaths nearly doubled in 2 years. So the trajectory for fentanyl is all bad news. And here's what I can tell you. It's all tied back to Hunter Biden. It's tied back to Hunter because, one, Joe Biden doesn't take it seriously. He sees drug addiction as something people overcome. He doesn't understand it at street level. He only understands it at elite level. Now, that's part one. Part two is the question I asked earlier in the broadcast, where I said there's a two-part question. How are the Chinese letting fentanyl get out when they have such a restrictive society? And then, because I believe it's targeting America. And number two, why is the United States not pushing back? I just gave you the fentanyl statistics. What part of that doesn't sound an alarm? We shut down this country over COVID deaths. COVID is the number one killer of people from 18 to 45 years old. Fentanyl is the number one killer of people 18 to 45 years old. That is the prime of life for most people. You would think that would be considered a national disaster, a threat. You're killing people at their prime. And Joe Biden mocks Marjorie Taylor Greene while talking about two kids who died from fentanyl overdoses. Does he see it as a threat? He doesn't see the drug as a threat. But worse than that, he's the one allowing it to happen. And you got to ask yourself, yet again, you already know where I'm going with this, right? Joe Biden must let fentanyl into the United States. There's nothing he's going to do about it. That's why he's not going to shut down the border, because illegal immigration at the border, because that is the way the Chinese are able to get it in. They are telling this man, you leave our drugs alone. We're going to poison America. And Joe Biden, there's nothing you can do about it. We are in business with you and your son. You are the big guy, and Hunter set it up. How are you going to destroy? How would you destroy a culture if you were the Chinese? Would you want to target our most productive period of life, 18 to 45? Look, this isn't an ageist thing. People are well over 45 are super productive. I'm one of them, okay? But at some point, that's a good sweet spot to target for the number one killer of Americans, ages 18 to 45. Worse than that, what else can they put fentanyl in? I mean, I'm not into the drug culture thing and all that. I don't know. I hear it's been laced in everything. For all I know, it's in our rice, it's in our sugar, it's in our salt, who knows? But I know this, if we had a policy, if I were president and I looked at these numbers and I looked at what was happening because of the fentanyl in this country and I knew the origins, it's like Wu Flu. We know the origins, right? What are we doing about it? Answer's nothing. And you got to ask yourself, when does Joe Biden act? Short answer, he's not going to. That's why he just laughed. He snickered. He laughed it off. Well, man, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, drugs are bad, but I got a Chinese master. I got to check with Beijing before I can act. We have a war on drugs. We start a war in Ukraine with Russia. We have in America, we have a war on drugs that we're losing with the Chinese. And this country has a fake president who cannot and will not act. I haven't even heard him do tough talk with China to say, look, why is this coming in? Have you heard the media question? Look, we know the origins of fentanyl. I heard somebody say the other day they can't make it fast enough, so now they got to make it in Mexico. I don't believe that. You telling me the Chinese can't manufacture something fast enough? That's ridiculous. It doesn't take that much fentanyl to kill people. Not to mention, I'm seeing the reports of the fentanyl seizures at the border. What, that's all Mexican fentanyl now? It's an easy drug to manufacture, and it's being manufactured. It was created by the Chinese. We know the origins of fentanyl. Look it up. So why are we not acting? Well, I think we all know the answer to that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I call this particular segment the Wu Flu Ruse. And my question is, what are the Democrats up to? Because they're not transparent about anything that could get them in trouble. So when Fox News reported last week that the Senate is going to declassify intelligence related to the origins of COVID, I smelled a rat. And I still smell it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's how it reads. The Senate passed legislation Wednesday evening that would require the Biden administration to declassify all intelligence related to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and possible links to the origins of the COVID-19 virus. In light of the weekend report that the Department of Energy that concluded the coronavirus pandemic likely stemmed from a lab leak. Now, you've been hearing about this, right? Well, two different agencies in the government now say that it likely happened. And you've probably seen John Stewart back in 2018 mocking the idea that the Wuhan disease that occurred while people started dying in Wuhan, where there is a Wuhan Institute of Virology that was studying that exact transmission from bat to human disease, and they said, oh, it came from a market. And he mocked it. I've been mocking it from day one. I didn't need to see the John Stewart clip. I'm going, what are you talking about? I'm seeing videos out of China of people dropping in Wuhan, which one of my friend's wives is from Wuhan. That's why I knew a lot more about it than most. And I'm watching this happen, and I'm going, of course it came from Wuhan. Why are we even fighting this? Well, the reason was the Democrats are owned by the Chinese.
Don't say China virus. Don't say Wuhan virus. Don't call it Wu Flu, you xenophobes, you anti-Chinese. And then somebody even talked about it.
The next thing became Stop Asian Hate. Who was it? Do we have that? I think we have that clip, but they go on to Stop Asian Hate. What Asian hate? It was ruse after ruse. So the Democrats condone this bioweapon being released on Americans and then deny.
Oh, well, we don't have any type of thing going with the Chinese.
And we find out, oh, yeah, we do have. We did fund them for gain-of-function research while people were lying to Congress, lying to the American people.
We didn't fund gain-of-function.
Yeah, we did. And now Biden says, his own spokesperson says, you know what? Not only did we fund it, we feel like we got to keep going on it because, blah, blah, and they give you the old who shot John because they got to cover their butts. They're studying ways to modify us and to kill us and where they can do it whenever they want. Life is not precious to leftists and certainly not leftist elitists. We are pawns in their game. And they hate that there are some of us who are smart enough to recognize it. The old saying goes, if you don't realize that you're in the chess game, you're the pawn. So the question is, do you want to be the king or the queen? In this case, the queen is better. Sorry, fellas. Anyway, they go on to talk about the bill was introduced by Josh Hawley, Republican out of Missouri. Josh, love Josh. Mike Braun, Republican out of Indiana. And passed by the Senate by unanimous consent. And see, that's what got me. How are all these senators going to say, yep, let's do it? These leftist senators. They said the measure now moves to the House, where House Democrats signaled Wednesday that they oppose the bill after arguing the matters of declassification should be made by the executive branch. Yeah, well, we've seen what the executive branch will do. Let's not let them make decisions on things where they have a conflict of interest with their crooked business. So they say it likely will succeed now that it's going to the House. I'm curious, though. Yeah, I'm very curious as to what is the ruse. What the Senate is not making this play. I mean, I'm just telling you, the Democrat senators are not interested in letting this get out. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they know something. They want the information to appear that We're transparent. We want it out. I should say that, not the information. They want it to appear that they're all in for this thing. Unanimous vote. Transparency. Now, they call it a likely leak. That's the part that gets me. They say it's a likely leak. I think it's a setup. I fully expect future reports to definitively show the fake narrative that the Democrats have offered up. Because Democrats lie, and they lie openly. They lied openly about the origins of this, and still are continuing to, because they won't definitively say what we already know. Now, they enlisted the help of big tech and the media to squash any discussion to the contrary of this leak not occurring in Wuhan, China, when it is the biggest common sense thing you could be discussing. If people are dying and you say this is dire, and they go, well, what do you want to do to, pardon me, to figure it out? Let me tell you what every medical professional would do. They'd say, we must find the epicenter in order to know what to do with this dreaded disease that could kill everybody. And instead of doing that and finding the epicenter and recognizing it, they all pretended it couldn't possibly be China. How does that happen unless somebody's infiltrated you? How is it that you can know that people are dying in Wuhan? You've got a lab there that's studying the exact version of a coronavirus that doesn't occur naturally in nature. And I could go on. How does that happen that all those things collide and the very first thing out of your mouth is, well, it couldn't possibly be there? That is so patently ridiculous. I put it up there with Joe Biden saying, I don't know anything about my son's businesses. Patently ridiculous. So, our government has lied about the origins of Wu Flu. They're still lying by using the word likely. Definitively, 100% this virus originated in China at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I'm 100% and I don't need any more data. And I'm going to tell you, I suspect that the documents we're going to receive in this new Senate transparency thing will show only speculation by so-called experts. They're not going to tell you definitively. You're going to hear words like likely and probably could have. That speculation is going to be used by the media and big tech to revalidate the origin narrative. In other words, Democrats are setting us up for another lie. They plan to cloak this lie in the fake transparency that they're trying to demonstrate. Oh, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to say, yes, we want everybody to see the documents. They've already been altered. Then we'll get the House to do it, to say yes, you know, in a vote. And who knows? They may even tell the House Democrats, go along with it. Act like you're going to fight it. I mean, you're going to go along with it. Or they could tell them, fight it. Go ahead and fight it. Tell them it's crazy. We already know what we know, blah, 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 blah. And then when they release the data, we're all going to go, it's going to be like, well, it turns out that it was not a Chinese Wuhan Institute of Virology. It was so-and-so. It was in Africa. They're going to blame the Africans or something. So when I first thought about this and I wrote on it, I thought it could be the Senate Democrats trying to protect themselves because, you know, they're fairly vulnerable, close match. They, you know, 50-50 almost. And, of course, Fetterman's in trouble. And so in the next election cycle, they want to be able to say, we were transparent. And the Senate means more to the Democrats than the House at this point. But the other thing that I thought about was maybe they were sacrificing Biden. Because Biden is connected to the Chinese. And the case can easily be made about the collusion between his family and the Chinese. So you tie that albatross around his neck and it gives you an easy way to get rid of Biden. Because, again, I mean, I'm just fishing around here because I'm telling you right now, I don't believe for one second that the Senate wants us to see what's in this data. This could incriminate Fauci, Birx, the CDC, the FDA, the WHO. A lot of folks can be intimidated. Not intimidated, but implicated. That's the word I'm looking for. Get your mind back in the game, Kevin Jackson. Those of you listening, go, he seems to be rambling. He knew what was in my brain right now. Oh, my gosh. We got a ton to get done here, folks. Anyway, I'm not telling you that I have the answer. I'm just telling you that something doesn't pass the smell test on this whole thing with the Senate. I trust nothing the Democrats do. There's always an ulterior motive that benefits them.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.